Episode 249, June 20th, 2016.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
I'm pretty sure I won Father's Day yesterday, Joey. I got my dad the best gift he could ever want. I got him a Cleveland Cavaliers championship.
Oh, I thought your gift was not having to meet me when you didn't introduce me to him when we were in the same room a few months back.
That is the gift that keeps on giving. The joy of not meeting you. Every day he wakes up happy having not done that. No, big from Ohio, so... Huge LeBron fan, whole family back in Ohio, whole state pulling for the Cavs. They won Sunday night, 52 years without a championship, pro championship. So I feel like I made that happen. I called and said, that's what I'm getting you, and it happened. Job well done.
You know, that's a weird deal. LeBron was from Akron.
Yes.
He was drafted by his hometown team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who didn't have a they did not have a major sports championship in 50 years, correct?
Since the Cleveland Browns, Jim Brown era.
Pre-NFL, right.
Pre-Super Bowl, yes.
Pre-Super Bowl. I mean, yes, yeah. It was the NFL, but pre-Super Bowl. So he's like, you know what? These guys, they're never going to win a championship. It's just me and a bunch of goofs, so I'm going to go play for this other team. And the team in the city hated him. They were burning his jersey. They were bad-mouthing him. Now, by the way, who was right? Because he went to Miami and he won two championships. But now he went back to Cleveland and he won a championship there.
And so, they got the number one pick when he left, Kyrie Irving. Clearly, the way he did it worked out best for everybody.
Yeah, I think it worked out best for Cleveland as well.
Yes, literally him, Miami, and Cleveland. It all worked out better for him and the league.
Legitimately, this team, the team that LeBron James plays for. If LeBron James isn't on that team, now remember, when he left the Cavaliers the last time, the next year they were the worst team in the league. And as a result, yes, they end up getting the number one overall pick. If he leaves this team, this Kyrie Irving-led team, with I guess the next best player being, who is it?
Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Love. Who, by the way, he's really regret. I mean, what happened to him? He's averaging 7 points a game in the playoffs. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right.
How many games does this team win without LeBron?
It's 42.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't. The last time they left, they were the worst team in the league. Now you think they're going to be a 500 team? Maybe.
They're a better team than when he
won. Well, they just won the championship, so I don't know that it's easy to argue that, although it seemed to me like they only had two good players or two great players and everybody else was serviceable at best, right? No bench.
No, they don't have anything close to what Golden State has. I mean, we're getting too basketball sport.
You're
talk.
Right.
But LeBron James is a good article today. Clay Travis from Fox Sports. He's like the most hated superstar, and there's really for no reason. Like people, like the decision when he went on national TV to decide that he's going to go to Miami, people aren't over that. People forgave Kobe for raping a woman, but they didn't. Right. They can't get past this. I mean, it's come on.
Who do you think is more liked, Kobe, Mike Tyson, or LeBron James?
I think it's probably, you're right. It's LeBron James, probably third.
He's dead last. Yeah, he's last.
Yeah, yeah. And he's only going to give put 1,000 kids through college for when his in his chair. He's look. You can argue who's better, Michael Jordan with him, but if you're arguing who's a better person, it's LeBron James by a million miles.
So this just in, of course, is, we always do this, but since this people aren't going to download the show till Wednesday, this is going to be old news. But the morning show that both Rob and I are on from time to time, as a matter of fact, Rob was on it today, and I'll be on it tomorrow if you're listening. I'll be on all week. But their biggest competitor is, do you know who that is? What morning show most is the closest competitor to 98 Rock?
I do not know. Gina Crash?
No, it's a Kane show.
Okay.
And girlfriend Katie just walked in. He was just arrested for allegedly beating his wife. Yes.
Well, I don't think we should be happy. Well, no, we're not happy that happened to his wife, but we are.
Of course not.
If he did that, we're happy that he will have to pay for that.
Correct. Justice is being served. And that also happens to help the program that we're on.
We root for justice. And if that happens to help 98 Rock and our friends, then so be it.
It's so true.
We'll gladly accept that.
I love justice. I will spend an entire afternoon watching. You ever watch Bullies Getting Bested on YouTube? I don't know what it's called, but Bully something or another. And just you can literally watch just hours of bullies getting where justice is served. They end up getting their ass kicked. I love it.
Well, that's, I mean, Game of Thrones, every year there's the one asshole and you're just waiting for him to get it. It's a classic go-to in movies or, you know, you see a guy in a bar, he's being a dick and the boyfriend comes in and kicks his ass. You always like that scene.
Love it.
I was on 98 Rock this morning. I'm filling in for Justin. Like you said, you'll be there all week. We mentioned you, Scott. He just came out and said, yo, what's the deal with Joe and the wolf shirts? And I guess our listeners, I'm sure they know, but you've been rocking these wolf shirts for 2-3 years now. You started.
Wow.
And you have, he asked me how many you have. I guess 10 to 15.
Yeah, I have about, that's a good number. I have somewhere in between 10 and 15, yeah.
So this was my theory. We both agree that it's run its course. It's funny. The thing is, it's funny if you're amongst your friends, but everyone else that's just wherever you're at, a restaurant, the mall, the movie theater, is like, what is this idiot doing wearing that? And I think that you know, you're with Katie, who's this beautiful, much, you can debate how much better looking she is. You can't debate how much younger she is. So
Right. You
want to, rather than just try to look as good as you can, to match her, knowing that that is futile, you just go the other route and go the silly route.
Huh. It's not conscious. I don't think that's it. I really don't. I do like wearing them because I think they're hilarious. You know what I mean? A lot of people wear these kind of crazy shirts, but mine, you know, now you know how it started. I've told this story before. I don't know if I've told it on here, but I was at the Apple Butter Festival in Salem, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the original wolf shirt, you know, the moon with the three wolves. I saw that shirt. It's so bad. And I said to my sister, Robin, I said, you know, if somebody bought that for me, I'd wear it. And then about a week later, it was on my doorstep. She ordered it off Amazon and it was delivered to me. So I just started wearing it. I wear it all the time. I mean, it's in my headshot. There's a picture of me with Huel from Breaking Bad on 98 Rock. I'm wearing it. Yeah, I mean, I wear it. I like it. But what happened is people saw me wearing that and they started buying me those shirts as gifts. I've never bought one for myself. Matter of fact, you've been there when I've received a few of them. Tommy Simbazo's given me some. Dave Wilkerson's given me some. You know, people know I like them and they buy them for me.
I bought you one and you already had it.
Yeah, that's true.
Now,
I already own it. Yep. And now you, nobody wants you copying me.
I can't wear it. It's just sitting there. You're going to give it to
But yeah, that's the real story. I genuinely don't think there are times when I want to look good and I don't wear it. But like
yeah,
when
but
we had our,
you want to look silly a lot.
Yeah, I do. But when I did my like the murder mystery, I just wore it to that.
Well, that is a little different because we're in a group where everyone knows you.
And that new one is the worst one I have. Agreed.
It's hideous. There's a woman on there. What? It's just it's ridiculous.
There's a woman on there. She's clearly a Native American woman, but she's a 10. That's another thing that's kind of hilarious. Yeah. And then there's a white wolf that's sitting at her side. And then the shirt, I think it's the worst color for a shirt. I think it is
hideous.
It's like vomit green is the color. It's the worst color. And that, of course, prior landlord Dave gave me that shirt, and I do love it.
It also has like a thick feel to it. It doesn't seem comfortable
right.
for
it's
the
not.
Heat.
It's not. Yeah, it is. It's heavy.
It has bad color, bad fabric, bad image. It's an 0-3.
Everything about it. You know what brand it is? Mountain. It's not even a good brand.
Well, Scott and I, he asked, what do you think Katie thinks? And I said, you know what? I bet you if she was being honest, she would be okay with you moving on from it.
Well, we're going to ask her. Hey, Katie, come here.
I don't know
a second.
If she's going to be honest.
No, she would. There's never, no, she, please. She'll never lie about that. Hey, are you ready for me to move on from my wolf shirts or do you like them?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt for something like a new thing.
Oh, so yeah, she wants me to move on. But I have all these shirts.
Well, there can be gifts. We can give them away.
Hey, do you know anybody who might want them?
I'm sure our listeners.
You think, if we gave them to Goodwill, what'd you say?
You might write off your taxes.
She said, I could write off of my taxes. What do you think they're worth?
I think you should sign them and put them up on eBay for like $1,000 each.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'll autograph them and we'll sell them.
We might have a listener bid for that. Speaking of listeners, I'm not going to name this person, Joe, but we had a listener reach out, loved last week's show, our conversation about who's the better lover and that we might have to buy this doll that will have an orgasm if you do it right and have a contest. This woman offered up her services.
What?
I'm not going to say her name, but she said that she'd be willing to have sex with both of us. And she said it would probably take several sessions to get the best read on it.
Is she coming on to us?
I believe saying she wants to bang us is coming on to us. Yes, I believe that counts as flirting.
How
Can
is
you
Merle?
Say the name of the person on here?
I mean, I don't think I should. Why don't we let people guess, and then if that person wants to, if they reach out to me this week and say it's okay, then I'll say the name.
Is it Mac Bergson?
It is a female.
Okay.
And as far as we know, Mac Bergson is a man. But exciting Mac Bergson news for you, buddy. We've already recorded it. It's going to be airing next week, the return of Michael Chamberlain.
Yes, I'm very excited for Mac because I thought it was so hysterical. So
it was a great episode, a great performance.
Very vague tease. We have a legitimate movie critic from a legitimate periodical. Is that what it's called? Just a magazine. And it's a female and she's a movie critic for a big magazine. And, first we had Mike Chamberlain on, we talked to him, our actual entertainment, correspondent, reporter, entertainment, right. Whatever you want to call him. And then we had somebody with a legitimate career in the thing that we use Mike for. And Mike seemed a little jealous.
He did. There was some tension. I think you're going to like it. Mac will love it, but it's going to be good. That'll be next week. We promise to have that interview edited down. Robbie is not here tonight. What is he battling? What's happening again?
So Robbie has kidney stones.
Didn't he already go through this?
Yeah, well, he had it before, and I can't remember. It was coffee or something I was eating or drinking. He goes, you're going to get kidney stones. And I'm like, all right, well, I've never had them. You're the one that's had them. And then he jinxed himself, and now you know what they do is they go in there and they like use sonic blast to try to break them up.
Yeah.
God.
That sounds awful. Well, get better. Get well, Robbie. Marcus is here taking over. Between the two of you, it's whoever produces our show always has some health issue.
Well, Marcus almost died. I mean, his kidney stone is nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing on 98 Rock this morning, we did a Monday confession, the thing they do. And Josh spoke about clogging up the toilet. And there was a whole story about that. And then Scott brought up the great point of how that horrifying moment is when you flush and you see the water rising and you're saying, oh, my God, is it going to overflow? It's just that that moment is so tense. So it got me thinking with a hypothetical. If you're in a situation where you really don't want that to happen, you're at a your girlfriend's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you mean her parents' house?
Yeah, that's
the place I would want it to happen the least.
Right. And you have to do that in the bathroom. And that it's coming up. It's happening. You can't stop it. If there was a way to just stop time and you could give X amount of money for the toilet to just save the day and everything be okay and then not to be overflowing and not you have to deal with that, what is your price?
Huh. So it's funny because if I said, hey, I'll pay $300. And then if you said, well, it's going to cost you $307, I'm going to pay. You know what I'm saying? That isn't
right.
So that's not my price.
Right.
So let me think where I just say, okay, enough.
Well, first of all, let's stop. Let's say it happens. Do you deal with it yourself? Do you call Katie in there and say, look, this is really embarrassing? Do you try to do you let everybody know, look, people, this happened? Or do you just try to do it yourself?
See, I guess it also depends on, you know, what state it's in. You know what I mean? What's in the bowl? You see what I'm saying?
It's a bad state.
It's a
that's the other thing. Do you want to use these? You can't use their towels in there. Do you want to use some rag? I mean, that's you're probably going to have to involve someone else.
I would probably climb out the window. I mean, I can't. I mean, that's the worst scenario. I mean, I you know, can you imagine? Like, I would think about, like, when we went to go see Hall & Oates, and her dad drove, right? It's her dad and her mom in the front seat and Katie and I in the back seat. I mean, the worst thing that could happen, if I shit my pants, I would just kill myself. You see what I'm saying? I would just jump out of the moving car.
Right.
I couldn't. There's certain things you can't face. And if it's a house full of her relatives and I go in there and the handle just ticka ticka ticka, whatever happens, you know, where you can't. Yeah, that's, I mean, I'd pay a lot of money, a lot. I mean, think about it. I mean, if they said how much for it not to happen, right? How much for it not to overflow, to not to happen? You know, what would you pay? Because, I might pay $1,000 for it not to happen at all.
That's a lot of money.
You
see,
all you're risking. Which, if you said, hey, I'm going to give you $1,000, but you have to go shit in the bowl. It goes all over the floor. You see what I'm saying? You then have to go out. You got to let the family know. They have to go in. They have to clean up your shit. I mean, that's bad.
Well, okay, it is bad, but I know, like, Tawana's family, I mean, they're going to make jokes, but, like, they're going to understand.
You guys have been dating for 7 years.
Yeah. What if I'm with you? What if I'm at Gramps' place for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, if I'm at Gramps and I shit my, if I do that and the bowl overflows, I mean, I'm not paying a dime.
Right.
It's the house I grew up in and it's my parents'.
Marcus, what if you're in a situation where you're at someone you don't know that well's house that would be embarrassed? Maybe a coworker invites you over for something. And
I think I go right out the front door and not say a word to anybody.
That's the other thing. You just bolt.
Yeah, Marcus, I'm out.
Marcus said he would rather put a picture of his penis on Facebook than a picture of Donald Trump. I'm not sure he's a good gauge for these kind of questions.
If it's a situation equivalent to you at her, at Katie's and the parents, that level of embarrassment, I'm probably $500.
I mean, that's the worst case scenario for me. I can't imagine anything that would be worse.
Because every time you're over there, then you go to the bathroom, they're all going to be looking at you.
Yeah, hey, party pooper.
Yeah. That'll be your nickname. Yeah. For life. You're long for the days that you're the wolf shirt.
Where's the worst place for that to happen to you?
I don't know. Is there like some sort of job interview where you're in a board meeting, you're trying to pitch something and you go and I don't know.
Yeah, but that's usually a public restroom or, you know, they have a, you know, if you're in an interview, usually you're in a.
Yeah.
You
know,
so I wouldn't. Yeah, I think you've nailed the worst scenario for me for that to happen to me.
Was it a first date? Would that be worse? Or the first time meeting the parents? That's probably the worst.
Yeah,
right?
That would be worse than now, but it would still be horrendous. It would be awful.
Oh, it would be horrible.
I would go and go, I found it like that. I don't know who did this, but I just want to tell you right away in case somebody thinks it was me.
Would you clean it up yourself, ruin their towels, throw the towels out the window or in the bathtub, and then make up a reason why you have to leave?
I wouldn't do that because I would get busted. But yeah.
But you get out of the immediate awfulness.
Yeah. If I could find a way to blame somebody else at the party, I would do it.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. I would make somebody else take responsibility for it. I'd say, hey, I walked in here, you know, Aunt Merch, you know, Margaret just walked out. I would blame it someone else. I would. But
would
don't
you
say
try to?
She's probably embarrassed, blah, 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 you know.
Would you try to blame Katie?
I wouldn't do it like that, but I might say, hey, this happened. I need you to own this. You need to do this for me.
Yeah, well, I ran into worst case scenario, not quite that bad, when I was at my in-laws' house. Their bathroom, they have one of those open floor plans, so the bathroom is right there. It's right next to the kitchen. It's right next to the living room. And so I'm already trying to keep it down, and I know that I got to drop a deuce, and yeah. I don't want to make any noises because I know that everybody can hear me. And then I discover no toilet paper.
Oh man. What did you do? Wash your ass in the sink?
I actually pulled up my pants and I flushed, and then I took the walk upstairs to their upstairs bathroom finished the cleaning process.
Dude, wow. I would sit in the sink and run the water, and I would literally wash my ass in their sink. That's what I would do.
I don't see in that.
Yeah, I'd probably break the sink with my fat ass.
But they're the ones that screwed up. They made the mistake of there not being toilet paper.
It's still embarrassing to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to be embarrassed for themselves too, that they made you go through that. They'd feel some guilt in that.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If that was me, there'd be a little bit of embarrassment for having to hand toilet paper into you, but it's much worse if you're. By the way, Marcus, it never occurred to you to try to. I mean, you can even use the tub.
There was no tub. This is one of those only toilet and a sink. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I would bidet the hell out of that before I clenched my ass cheeks together and slip slide it up the stairs. That would have happened.
You didn't have consider using your underwear or an undershirt, just calling it, just ending it?
Well, I had considered that, and when I went upstairs, the first thing that I did when I then dropped my drawers again was to check my underwear to see if I had stained them in any way.
How'd you do? Okay.
I did fine. I made it, so it was fine.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, will you ask Katie if she'd be willing to take that for you? She'd be willing to say it was her?
Sure, hold on. Hey, Katie, I need you again.
For how much money?
She might do some negotiating with you.
I don't know if she's still in the apartment.
Okay, well, we'll table that. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I'll give you my confession that I said this morning on 98 Rock. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Why mess with the traffic and hassle of your local shopping center? Face it, the weather sucks, the traffic sucks, and so do 90% of the people out there. So stay home and double-click your way to happiness. Amazon has everything for your home and your office, whether it's paper clips, coffee, clothes, electronics, nutrition pellets for your children, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it, and they're always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon is the best way to save yourself some money while supporting the shows you love so much. Remember, click the Amazon banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, and don't be afraid to bookmark it.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So we had our first rehearsal for our newest murder mystery. It's called Sing for Your Life. It's a karaoke-themed murder mystery. They're singing. There's literally a karaoke guy there. It's going to be really good. So
it is.
I know we always say that, but it's going to be a hit.
Well, we've been pretty right. I mean, I even think the superhero murder mystery is good too. It's just, it's not as marketable. That's the issue there.
Right. Which less people there makes it harder for it to be as entertaining, because we need people. So that's, part of its issue of it not being as hilarious is because of the lack of people. But anyway, that's another story. So we ask, you know, we're not paying people to come do the rehearsal. So we're asking a lot of them to come Sunday morning, Father's Day. Some of them are driving, you know, 70, 80 miles to do this. So I say, you know what? I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and I'm going to buy some donuts and I'm going to show up and everyone will have donuts and that'll be at least a nice little gesture, right? Well, I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I walk in. The line is huge. I say, fuck this. And I just go straight there. But then I get there and guess who's drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee? Joe Robinson.
But so I'm always drinking Dunkin'
Donuts.
Well,
you went to
coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts and didn't consider, didn't even think of getting the donuts.
You are 100% right. But here's the thing. I'm not really a taker. Now, I hear what you're saying, but like I'm not really a taker. So if I was somebody like, I'm trying to think of somebody, because Scott Apple, who I can't stand, is not a taker. He also
What do you mean by taker?
Meaning, you know, I don't want to sell myself. That's not what givers do. But I'm usually somebody who's generous with my time, generous with my space, generous with my money. So I'm usually generous with that. So the fact that I didn't bring donuts doesn't really, like, that doesn't make me feel guilty. It doesn't, because I'm usually a pretty generous person. Does that make sense?
It does. But in this scenario, Joe, we're the bosses.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have. But I don't carry any guilt. You understand? Right. I mean, I think every single person in that place has been probably given something from me, is my guess.
Well, they weren't expecting anything. So it's not like we promised anything. But who's worse in this situation, Marcus? Me for deciding to do it and then bailing once it was a long line, or Joe for not even considering?
Oh, Joe, absolutely. He's an asshole.
Nice.
Can I tell you something? The Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I had, Katie actually got for me. But that doesn't let me off the hook because I had already bought a Dunkin' Donuts coffee earlier. It was my second one.
Yeah. I've been drinking the iced coffee.
And no, I get the same thing every morning. Large coffee, cream, and sugar.
Yeah, that's a good go-to. Also.
Large cup of dick.
Damn.
Yeah, that's Joe Robinson for you.
Harsh.
So we have a new cast member for the murder mysteries, comedian Frankie French. And her role is very important that she sings well, because that's her character.
She leads off the show.
Yeah, she needs to be a great singer.
Yeah.
So I had heard that she told me she was a great singer, and I'd heard from someone else that she was a great singer, but I'd never heard her sing. So when she's looking at her song, the songbook, to decide which songs to sing, the first one that she picked was Welcome to the Jungle. And I saw that and I felt like, okay, that's someone who's confident would sing that. A black woman who sings Welcome to the Jungle is confident in their singing. Wouldn't you agree?
It was a great choice.
Yes.
I also like the contrast of the rock and roll white man and this, you know, soulful black woman. And that's the song she picked.
Yeah, I felt like, okay, we're going to be good. And then she sang great. So
no, she's the best singer in the show, in my opinion.
Yes, and that's important for her character to be the best singer in the show. So welcome aboard, Frankie French. RJ Jackson, he is another member of our cast.
He's been on this show.
Been on our show, yeah. Joe stole his girlfriend.
It was actually his fiance, but
his fiance, exactly.
We've long since made amends for that.
Right.
I consider RJ a friend now. I talked to him today on the telephone.
He is a friend.
Yeah.
He's had some parts in our murder mysteries. He does all our video work. And he's at the rehearsal. And I saw him Wednesday night. And he said, hey, I broke up with the girl. He's dating this girl, attractive girl, model. And you had actually sort of made fun of him earlier to me, because he posted on Facebook like a couple months back, like, there's a lot of ups and downs and drama, but wouldn't have it any other way. Love you, whatever her name is. And you were like, no, you wouldn't have it any other way. This is the best way you'd want it.
You want ups and downs?
Right.
Want struggle? No, you want none of that. That's
of course not. You want just ups. When people say that, you know, we constantly fight and we get back, though, because that just shows we love each other. No, it shows that you have a bad relationship and you keep breaking up.
Right, you don't know how to leave, right?
Right. It's not a good sign. Yeah, you can't stay with each other and you can't leave. It's not good. So when he told me he broke up with her, I was, you know, not that I know her so I could say anything bad about her, but I was like wary that I have a feeling that this he could get back with her. So come
you knew better than to say good, man, you know, blah, blah. You don't want to badmouth her.
Well, I think I did say good, but not bad. I said the situation seemed like a lot of drama. So I don't know anything bad about her. So I couldn't say anything. So I don't know. He's never told me any stories. I don't know anything she's done.
Yeah,
I don't know
me,
her at all.
Me either. I don't. I know nothing about even what was the difficulty in their relationship is. I don't even know that.
Right. So I couldn't put my foot in my mouth because I didn't know anything, but I did sort of. You know, he's a lot, you know, he's young, that they're probably going to get back together. So here comes Sunday, already back with her. And he says this thing to me, what made him decide to get back with her. And at first I was like, this is a joke, right? You're just trying, this is a bit, you're running past me. But no, this is what happened. So Snapchat, the app, you can like, you know, put like someone else's face on your face and talk. It's, you know, the Chewbacca lady did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He says, and he told me I could tell the story. He says that she's always saying to him, which is what every woman says, is you need to see things from my point of view. You need to understand where I'm coming from. So he took a picture from his phone of her blowing him. So his member is in her mouth. And then he put that picture on his face. And then he spoke to her about their issues. And he said it made him realize, I'm seeing things from her point of view now.
What? Is he fucking around?
He was, and I was like, okay, whatever, dude. That's ridiculous. He's serious. And he goes, I called her. I said, baby, I put this picture of my dick in your mouth on my Snapchat. I started talking. I then saw things from your point of view. You're right. I've got to look at how you look at things. And now they're back together.
How does that help you look at it? That's not what it means. That's not what that means. Oh, God. Seriously? By the way, good for him. I know he loves her. So I hope that that works out. But that can't be the... That's not the linchpin to making this thing work, right? I mean, that's
of course not.
Well, I root for RJ. I do.
Yeah.
So if this is what he wants, I hope this is what he gets. But yeah, I wouldn't use that as my springboard into a great relationship.
I mean, what if they get married and they have kids and the kids are asking, so did you ever have any trouble in your relationship? Does he tell that story?
How'd you get through it? Also, you know, when your kids get married, right? You want to teach them, hey, you know, marriage is, it's not all ups, it's ups and downs, and it's, you know, it's forever, and it's a struggle, and it's this, and it's that, you know? And so, you know, does he say, this is how I got through?
Is he going to use this with other techniques? Is he going to put other pictures of her on his face?
Doing other things?
To get through other issues?
What's the worst thing that you could have, that you could superimpose your face doing to yourself? Because this person, basically, he just made himself blow himself.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would rather blow myself than lick my butthole, right?
No, I think I'd rather lick my butthole.
Are you serious? No chance. You can scour your cock until it's pristine. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Boy, we've gotten really dirty these last few episodes. Yeah. What's happening? I don't know.
But that is the worst thing that you can do.
Yeah. Congrats,
your
RJ.
Your butthole, right? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
So is it cruel to sort of bet on when this thing ends again?
I don't want to do that because I know he wants this. You know what I mean? But let's bet anyway, I guess. Okay.
So today's July 20th, June 20th.
See, it's summer. I mean, if he makes it through the summer, then they'll make it a while. The summer is what you got to try to, you know, that's when you got to worry about.
Well, if you get close to Christmas, sometimes that just powers you through.
Yeah. So they got back together. There's 2 full months left in this summer. You know what I mean? There's all of July, all of August.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to make it, but then next summer is when it's, that's when it's over.
Next summer?
Yeah, but when it gets warm again, because I think they've already had this problem now, right?
Yeah. When, by the way, I don't mean they break up, right? They break up again.
Yeah, they can get back together again is what you're
right.
saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say May 2017.
Wow. I'm going to say October 2016.
Oh, you're going with a cold as it starts getting cold.
I'm going for it's a volatile relationship. It's going to, but they will get back together. So have some sexy Halloween outfit and that'll get them to come back.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, good luck. We're pulling for you both. You have a big event coming up this Saturday. Your, how many years is it? High school reunion?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's 30 years.
Jeez.
Yeah, I graduated right. in 1986. It's 2016. Now, in my defense, I started college when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, I don't think that matters at this point, Joe.
Yeah, you're right. But I was young. I'm a young man. Okay, I feel young. I look young. It's working out for me. Okay.
Are you gonna wear a Wolf shirt to the high school reunion?
It's interesting you said that. So show announcer Tim, him and I went to high school together. So I don't know what the dress code is. My friend Dane is going with us. She said, "What's the dress code?" I said, "Let me talk to Tim. Tell me if this makes sense to you." He says, "I don't know what the dress code is. I'm wearing a suit." Does that make sense?
I think you'd only wear a suit if you had an inkling that it was formal.
Of course. And you're not going to wear a suit if you don't know the dress code. So I said to him, Tim. I go, "Tim, if you don't know the dress code, but you're wearing a suit, clearly you have an idea." He goes, "I don't fucking know." He starts going off on me, right?
Right.
I said, "Tim, who would wear a suit if you didn't know what..." He goes, "I wore a suit to the last one." I go, "Tim, this is crazy. If you are wearing a suit..." It's the one thing. It's like, "Well, I'm just going to wear khakis and a polo because I don't know the dress code." Okay. But if you're wearing a suit, you do have an idea. What if you wear a suit and everybody else is in jeans? You'll look like a dick. So he has an idea, but he wouldn't let it go. Like, he couldn't understand me. So I got the, I actually messaged one of the organizers and she said something. I thought this was pretty vague. But this is what she said about the dress code. Ready? Hold on. Let me gotta try to find it here. She said,
"No Wolf shirt.
Casual slash dressy.
Okay.
Talk to most of the women and they are planning on wearing summer dresses, capris, and dressy tops."
Okay.
Does that give you an idea?
It does. I think you're going to wear khaki pants, nice shoes, and a button-up of some sort. Or even a nice polo, maybe. It's definitely, you can go less than a suit. A summer dress is not a suit equivalent.
You pretty much nailed it. I'm going to wear, I have these Under Armour, corduroys I'm going to wear. And then I'm going to wear a white shirt and a tie. That's what I'm going to wear. No sports coat, no nothing. And I'm going to...
Oh, you're wearing a tie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a tie because I got a cool tie.
It's a long sleeve shirt though, right?
Yes, but I'll roll up the sleeves.
Gotcha. And you're wearing nice shoes?
Wear nice shoes.
Yeah, I think Tim is going to be overdressed. Now, is it some hotel ballroom or something? Or some restaurant?
It's at the BWI Marriott. Okay. Of course, I'm bringing my girlfriend. Now, I'm skeptical about, how I'm going to be perceived. I think people are already going to be, oh, look at this guy. Thinks he's hot shit because he's got his hot girlfriend. But this is my girlfriend for 2 years. I'm going to bring her.
Joe, you need to start owning how your life is perceived. And in reality, it's not this good. But from the outside looking in, it looks pretty amazing. You've got to start owning 9 to 8 Rock. I'm on there a third of the time. The morning show, number one morning show in Baltimore. Ravens, flagship station. I'm a post game of an NFL friggin' team. Okay, that's big. There's only 32 of them. I'm one of those guys. All right, you've got a podcast. It's on the Mike O'Mara Network. They've heard of Mike O'Mara. They grew up when we did. They Don and Mike. This is our wheelhouse. Okay, you've stand-up comedy. You're feuding with Tom Arnold. You got this hot young girlfriend. You're the big shot there. You're the success. Own this shit.
How do I own it? Tell me how to do that.
You own it. People, look, what do people ask? How you been? What's new? How you doing? You just tell them how you're doing. As
no,
a matter
no,
of fact,
I want to be humble. I definitely don't want to brag about myself. I don't want to do that.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, but the truth sounds like bragging.
The truth is you're very happy. Your kids are turned out great.
Yep, that's true. And I will say those things.
Yes. You know, you had a rocky situation with the marriage, but you're in good terms now, and you both agree it's the best thing.
Yes, I'll definitely say that.
Graduating, Joey's already got a job. I mean, you got cool shit happening.
All right, I'll do it. My main thing is there is apologizing to Dan Gildart for making fun of the movie he made. That's my the most important thing to me. I hope he's there. Now he lives in California. I got to imagine he's probably not going to be there, but if he is.
Well, reset that for us.
So what happened was, this is at the, I think it's at the 15-year reunion. And I run across an old friend, Dan Gildart, and I said to him, I said, hey, what have you been up to? He said, I made a movie. He said, it's called Cthulhu. By the way, you go to IMDb, sure enough, there it is, Cthulhu. But now you won't know how to spell Cthulhu, right. But clearly you can spell Dan Gildart.
Sure.
Now, this is an impressive thing to make a movie, right?
Of course.
And I said, well, who's in it? And he actually said somebody that I would that everyone knows, Tori Spelling, was in the movie.
Okay.
So he mentions that name, and of course, I then make fun of it. So I've carried that guilt around for 15 years. I actually reached out to him on Facebook because I mentioned that before on this show, maybe like 3 years ago. I mentioned that, and I said, I need to apologize to this guy. And he never read my message. I don't think you, I mean, now
you mentioned it much more recently than that. I think.
Yeah, I mentioned it on the 98 Rock show because we were talking about me going to my, we told the same story about me going to my high school reunion. But I definitely want to see him and I want to apologize to him for, you know, what I said 15 years ago.
Well, why don't you just say it? You know, they're going to have you speak because you're Joe Robinson. So why don't you mention that in your speech?
Because I don't. I certainly, first of all, I'm not going to have a speech.
You're going to. Okay. The king has returned.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm there's not going to be a speech. However, if I certainly wouldn't mention it, I've already, you know, I. But if I mention anything, I'll say how impressed I am by the fact that he had done that.
Right.
I'm not going to apologize because he had an actress of, you know, lesser caliber than a Meryl Streep in it.
You could say that Dan Gildart inspired you to get your comedy career on track.
Yes, with Cthulhu, with the movie Cthulhu.
Yeah. Now, everyone is going to be asking, obviously, how did you and Katie meet? Are you going to fancy that story up, or are you just going to tell it as is?
Oh, I'll tell the truth. I mean, they're going to know. I can't meet a girl that hot unless I've won her over by impressing her, right?
Right, yeah.
She's going to see me walking down the street like I got to have that guy.
Does she have any trepidation about going to this and hanging out with
I don't think
100 old people?
I don't think so. Because, well, first of all, she knows a lot of them. Tim will be there. Gary will be there, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I said, hey, here's what people are wearing. And so she put on this dress. And I'm like, you can't wear that. They're already going to hate me. You can't show up wearing that.
No, go all the way.
Show up in a Corvette.
No, you don't have a Corvette. Show up in the car that you own, Joe.
Right.
You're not a Corvette is lying. Her dressing sexy is not lying. It's what she would do.
Yeah, she put it on, and I was like, it's got to be more covery uppy. You know what I mean? It can't just be
boob. Any kind of dress on, she's going to look gorgeous.
I know that, but there are some that are a little bit more, you know, summery, less revealing. You know, this one is the one that's open all the way down to like the navel or whatever. You know, J-Lo wore to the Oscars that one year. Yeah, you can't have that.
Now, I've never been to one of these reunions, but is there a plan? Is there speakers? Is there activities? Or is
no
it just
clue.
Dinner and dancing and
drinking? Yeah, I think, there has to be dinner and dance expensive. So I'm imagining they're going to feed us and we're going to get drinks, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure.
Might be a cash bar, but they're probably have alcohol there.
Yeah, but I mean,
are
I
you staying you the night in the hotel? Or are you going?
I don't think so. I mean, it's 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a girl that you had a thing for back in the day that might have spurned you and you want to like show her, hey, look at me now?
There's plenty of girls that spurned me, but I'm not, that's not my MO. It's really not. I mean, I have a girlfriend. I love her. I've been dating her for 2 years. I'm going to bring her with me to my high school reunion.
Are you going to be live tweeting this event?
I will live tweet the event. Yes. That's funny. So, I know how to live tweet something.
You just tweet
as it's happening. Okay. Yeah. Just
give a hashtag Joe's 30-year high school reunion or something like that.
I'm going to literally be as inconspicuous as humble as I can be. It's not like me and you at a party. It's not going to be like that.
Right.
I'm not going to try to draw a bunch of attention to myself because I have a feeling, you know, I mean, basically what you do then, you want to catch up. I want to be humble. You know what I mean? I don't want people to think that I think that I'm, you know, anything other than just some guy. I don't want people to think that.
But Joe, you're going to be exposed if you don't keep up this facade. Because what happens is you're going to speak about your children and you're going to speak with pride and your body language is going to perk up and they're going to, wow, this guy, he's so happy and proud of his kids as he should be. And then when you try to speak about the rest of your life, you're going to downplay it on purpose, which is going to make it seem like it's bullshit.
Really? I don't agree with that. Marcus, what do you think? Do you think that if they said, oh, I hear you on the radio, I go, yeah, 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 things are going well there. Like, if I did that, you think people would think that it was bullshit?
No, I think what you're missing out on is a clear opportunity to market yourself and the Rob and Joe show. You've got an audience that will go, oh, that's a guy I went to school with. I need to check that out. Dude, you do need to tout your resume because it's pretty impressive, and I'm sure all the other schmucks, except for the guy who made Cthulhu, which was an awful film.
You saw it? You saw Cthulhu?
It's terrible. It's a terrible film.
You saw it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's terrible.
You've seen the movie that I made fun of? Seen it?
Yes, it's awful. You don't need to apologize for anything. So
wait a minute, Marcus. To make an awful film in Hollywood is still hard to do.
No, it's not. I make them all the time.
My sister makes films. She's a producer in Hollywood.
What would I have seen? Did she do the Avengers?
No.
Why? She didn't do that? No.
She's done nothing that you've seen.
You can drop your friendship with Marcus Serta as another thing that you're doing well in life.
Exactly.
Maybe you don't know Marcus Serta's sister.
No, this is a good opportunity to get more people to come to the Rob and Joe show, come see you, do your stand-up, come see the Mystery Science Theater, the murder mystery.
Marcus. Okay, so I will say, come see the murder mystery. I will say
you talked about the reunion on our podcast, and then you're going to recap it. So that'll get them to listen twice.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, I will do that.
All right, let's take a break. There's no chance of doing that. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And now back to the Rob and Joe show.
So since we last left you, we had the alligator Disney debacle. And it's been talked about ad nauseum, I'm sure. But you have an interesting take, Joe, and let's just go with that.
Well, here's how what made me think of it. If you are Facebook friends with me, I have a Facebook post where I was walking through Target and I saw a stuffed alligator. And basically, I just picked it up and said, hey, bud, sorry, bud, you're going to be here a while, right? Because nobody's going to buy their kid a stuffed alligator unless you're just a dick, right? You're not going to do that. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of hilarious. I don't know. But I would imagine that the alligator is not the most popular animal right now. But when I saw that thing and knew nobody was ever going to buy it, it also occurred to me that, you know, like Izod Lacoste, the brand, that has to have taken a hit. People can't be buying shirts tomorrow with an alligator on them, right? You're not going to see a whole lot of that.
Do you think that this happened where someone showed up You're like the uncle and you show up to your nephew's birthday party, unbeknownst to what's happened, and you have a stuffed alligator. That had to have happened by accident.
Of course that had to have happened.
And then people are like, what are you talking about? You're like, I don't know. What do you mean?
What about those big inflatable alligators that people go into their pool? You know, they're a floaty device or whatever.
You can't have that now.
No, those are the opposite of what you can have.
Yeah.
There used to be a pencil sharpener when I was a kid that was an alligator. And it would like basically look like it was chewing the pencil. That done. That's gone. It's called Albert the Alligator Pencil Chomper. I'm not kidding. Google it. That's a real thing.
So you're saying anything alligator related has taken a huge
for a while, yeah. Especially the closer you get to, you know, Florida or Disney, yeah. Is there there's several Disney movies that have alligators in them? I know Peter Pan did.
They weren't in the process of making some sort of Finding Nemo like alligator movie, were they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. And I'm trying to think of any of like the new one, the Pixars or anything like that, where. But I guarantee you in the Princess and the Frog, that takes place in like the bayou. I don't remember the story super well, but there had to be alligators in that.
Had to be. Will this possibly bring about some horror-themed alligator movies?
Well, they already had one called Lake Placid that starred who's the president from Independence Day? What's his name? Bill
Pullman.
Yeah, Bill Pullman was in that. Also in that was the chick from Singles, Bridget Fonda, was that her name?
Isn't Betty White in that movie?
You might be right. Oh, yeah, she was the one feeding the alligators. She was feeding them cows and stuff. Yeah, you're right. Geez, you've never seen any movie, but somehow you've seen this shit movie. Marcus has seen Cthulhu. Crazy.
The classics. So that's the takeaway, is that the Izod label, I mean, they can't change it now, right? They just have to lay low.
I mean, I used to wear Izod, you know, 35 years ago.
It's a weird thing to have, that logo. Why would you think of that? Why would you want an alligator?
Well, I mean, you think about the Greg Norman one. There's a shark on his. I mean, a menacing animal is cooler than giraffe. It's a granimals. You know what I mean? It's cooler to have some sort of threatening animal.
Right. Well, before we get out of here, I guess I mentioned sort of my Father's Day. You were with the whole family. You were at Gramps' place. Did you get him a signed autograph picture of Walker Hayes or anything like that?
No, but I did. I went and I talked to my father. We went. My brother was over there too. And I said, Dad, you know, I was kind of letting him know, you know, you learn how to laugh at yourself, because I was like, it bums me out. Like, there's nothing I would like to do more than have like some sort of pop culture quiz with my dad, Scott Apple, and Mike Chamberlain. That would be really funny.
Yeah.
But unlike Mike Chamberlain and Scott Apple, my father doesn't know how to laugh at himself. He feels like we're calling him an idiot because he doesn't know, you know, who the drummer for Rolling Stones is. But, you know, I mean, what I said is, I go, that's the difference between me and Robbie and you. Robbie is the in-between my father and I. Robbie, if we're on the show and we're goofing on him a little bit, then he's fine with that. But if we're going to do something that kind of exposes him, he doesn't like it. My father doesn't like any of that stuff.
Right.
He doesn't like to be the butt of any joke. He doesn't like it. So, so I was explaining that to him and he didn't realize it. He goes, no, I don't mind. I make fun of myself all the time. I go, no, you don't. Matter of fact, I tell the story a million times that, you know, when I was growing up, there was 40 oak trees in our yard. And when I was a toddler, I used to have to go out and rake the yard. Yeah. I was a small child. It used to take me all weekend. So every weekend during the fall, I was outside raking and never stopped until it's Friday when I got home from school till Sunday night. Then the raking was done. It was done. So my father used to be like, that's not true, blah, blah, blah. Well, one day we were looking through pictures and I found a picture of myself. It was a black and white picture. I was like in a diaper and I had a rake. I'm not kidding. It was a real picture. It looked like child abuse.
Throwback Thursday.
And it was so hilarious. And I said, Dad, this is great. I need this picture, blah, blah, blah. Hey, picture disappeared. Somehow it went away. You can't find it anymore.
Oh, come on, Gramps. We need that picture. You know how funny that's going
to
be?
That's what I said. I said, Dad, to put that picture up on the Rob and Joe Show website. or on my Facebook or on, it'd be so great. Don't know where it is. It disappeared.
Well, Gramps, I'm pleading with you. Let that picture back into the fold. We need to see it.
Well, no,
we need
to experience it. He destroyed it, so he never has to relive it. You know, he never have to act like it never happened.
You think he burnt it?
I don't know how he disposed of it. He could have shredded it. He could. I mean, a lot of things he could have done to it. But you know what? He probably he was a smoker.
Yeah.
I think every once in a while he might still smoke a little bit. So he has access to fire readily available. I'm guessing it probably was burnt.
Did you get him a gift? Did you get any Father's Day gifts?
No. Well, my kids got me a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Nothing crazy. I went over to visit my father. My sister was taking him to dinner. So I just said, hey, I'm going to take you to dinner sometime late this week or next week. And of course, this week's crazy. Every single day I got to wake up to be on the air at 5:30, and then I got to make up that time at work. I mean, I'm going to be literally working like 16-hour days Monday. I'm sorry, today, starting tomorrow all the way through Friday. I have something to do Friday night. I can't remember what it is. Oh, that's right. Katie's going to see the Dixie Chicks. I actually get to sleep in. I'm just going to sleep on Friday.
Nice.
Saturday, high school reunion, filming with Eric Woodworth in the morning. And then Sunday, I'm going to see Howard Jones, OMD, and the Bare Naked Ladies with Dave Wilkerson.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Do you want to go?
Nah. I guess that's it. Robbie, hopefully we'll be back next week. Again, we have the Michael Chamberlain interview. It's already recorded. It will be on next week's show. It's worth the wait. We
pretty
promise.
Long. I hope, you know, I'd rather it be long than him chop it up too much. I loved it so much. I don't know how long it was, but it felt like it was maybe 40 minutes long.
I think it's more like 30.
But two segments, I think, would be good. I would certainly like that if that was the case. No. By the way, you know, Robbie yelled at me. Did I tell you that?
No.
So we have to download this software that we want to try to use to broadcast over instead of Skype, because obviously, you know, Skype is not the best in terms of sound quality. So Robbie said, hey, will you download this? I said, yes, I'm going to download it tonight, Sunday night. Like, I let him know when I was going to do it. So as soon as I couldn't do it, I sent him a screenshot like, okay, so I'm not in trouble. And, you know, I can't do this.
It wasn't working on your computer.
He goes, well, you had 2 weeks to do it. So he was still a dick to me. And then I realized it was a kidney stone talking. So I guess I'll let him off the hook. But, yeah, he robbied me.
I kind of am on Robbie's side there. You wait till the last minute.
Yeah, right? But that's when we had already known that's when I was going to do it. You know what I mean? Like that's when I said, hey, I'm going to do it this day. And everybody knew that was the day. So if there was an issue, we knew. And by the way, you know, we did instead. We just used Skype. It's fine.
Yeah, it is fine. But, you know, look, he sent us the link the exact same time. I downloaded it, installed it immediately. And you waited 2 weeks.
Well, it's downloaded now. So we're good.
There you go. All right, guys. Thank you. I think it was a good show.
Yeah. Sorry. Listen to me on 98 Rock. Listen to Rob. You can probably go on the 98online.com and listen to some of his highlights from his show on Monday. And also on the show Monday, girlfriend Katie.
Yes, Katie called in. She texted me that Mike, the producer, had mistold a story, left out some important details. She called in. She cleared everything up, and she was a big hit.
I knew she would be.
Yep, and then so she goes from that to hanging out with a bunch of 50-year-olds at a party Saturday night. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.